Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to Signs of Life Radio, Mediums and Messages program brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. My name is Angelina Diana. I'm going to be wearing two hats tonight as your host and also connecting you to your loved ones on the other side. If you do have internet access right now, I want to encourage you to go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Because before we get started with the readings and before we get started with talking about the other side, which I know that's what you're all here to listen for, I want to tell you about a couple events that are going on with the Forever Family Foundation. It's actually, you know, the program, the radio program is fabulous because we can connect you to the concepts and the ideas and the different thoughts that are forming today in our time period about connection to the other side, and also with what science is thinking about these days. And the neat thing about the foundation is the radio show does provide that information, but there's nothing like being in person and speaking with mediums, or being in person and speaking with scientists. And that's one of the goals of the foundation, is that they like to bring great programs to you. And being a not-for-profit, like to bring those educational programs so that you get a sense of what's going on and hopefully maybe inspire you to spread the word about the foundation if it's helped you. And I can't tell you how many people have expressed their positive feedback on the different retreats and conferences that the foundation has created. And there is one coming up that has a fabulous lineup, and I do want to tell you about it. It's right in the backyard, actually, in Chester, Connecticut. The topic is called Transforming Grief into Hope and Understanding. It's like a mini retreat, an afterlife exploration retreat. It's from May 20th to May 22nd, and it's the Guest House Retreat and Conference Center in Chester, Connecticut. About, I believe it was 2 years ago, we did the annual conference there, and it's really a beautiful place. Now, of course, this will be in the springtime when we did it, the conference. It was, I believe, in the fall, and there were beautiful trees, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. Well, imagine what it will be like in May. Here in Connecticut, we have typical spring days in May. It's absolutely beautiful. And on the grounds of the guest house, you'll find a lot of peace, tranquility, and the neat thing is that this workshop, actually this exploration retreat, is really about transforming your grief and really hopefully turning it into hope with understanding. That's the name of the conference. Now, a really neat lineup, a mishmash of just absolutely fantastic speakers. One of the facilitators is Mo, I believe it's Teresa Anna, I might be pronouncing that wrong, but she's a professor of psychology at Siena College, and she's a licensed psychologist, and she specializes in grief. So she's also been trained by, I think it's Dr. Alan Botkin, and he's really like the father of induced afterlife communication. And if you're wondering what that is, you might want to go to this workshop because it's fabulous. It's really, the way from a medium's point of view, I kind of look at it as almost, and I'm not doing it any justice, but it's like being in a deep meditative state and being able to bring through communication that way. Of course, again, I'm not doing the topic any service. If you do go to this retreat, you'll get more information on that. Another person who I absolutely love and adore, and I met her at the conference a couple of years ago, her name is Rita Dwyer, and she's really a very intelligent woman, but so down to earth. She studies dreams, and has really a very fabulous outlook on really tapping into that deeper state of mind. And many mediums, including myself, truly believe in the power of our dreams to contact our loved ones. She is, I believe, a member of the International Association for Study of Dreams. I think I have that right. You know, all aspects of dreaming, PSI, healing dreams, spiritual dreams. She is going to be a speaker as well. And, of course, what conference wouldn't be complete without mediums? So we are very honored to have Doreen Malloy there, who actually has a background in grief as well, too. I believe she's a certified grief recovery specialist as well as a psychic reader, spiritual research medium. She'll be there, as well as Kim Russo, as a medium as well. So it's really a well-rounded, beautiful weekend. Again, it's going to be in Chester, Connecticut, and it's going to be the weekend of May 20th to the 22nd. If you log on to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you'll get more information on how you could buy tickets. There's actually a lodging there, so you can stay right on the ground. If you don't want to stay on the ground, there's hotels very close to the area, as I recall. And the pricing is reasonable. For example, I think off the top of my head, if you don't stay on the retreat center grounds itself, the weekend itself, I think, is around $225. And if you go to the website, there's the lodging, and it's very, very reasonable. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For that information, we'd certainly love to see you there. Now, another thing that's going on, it's been a constant here at the Foundation, and, you know, think of the event that I just spoke to you about, really bringing great mediums and leading scientists, researchers, PhDs to the forefront to help you understand, in this case, grief and then mediumship. Well, we need actually funds to bring those to you. We are a not-for-profit. So twice a year we hold raffles. And the next raffle is called Holiday of the Earth Raffle. You could be one of five winners. And what we do is we raffle off mediumship readings. And the mediums for the foundation are very generous. No one gets paid. None of the mediums get paid. They devote their time and energy to the foundation. And they offer readings. And the way that this is done is if you were to buy, let's say, a raffle ticket, your name would be put in a drawing, and you are one of five winners to win a reading with Lynn LeClaire, Bobby Allison, Laura Lynn Jackson, Dick Campbell, or Kathy Toll. Now, there's a certain structure. If you buy, for example, $5 worth, you get a chance. Five chances for $20, and there's a whole list that you could actually do to increase your chances to win. So if you'd like information on that, you could certainly go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org for all of that information, and maybe you might be one of the lucky winners that actually walk away with a free reading. And the neat thing is, not only will you get a connection to your loved ones on the other side, guess what? You will also be contributing to the foundation and helping us bring wonderful programs to you. And before we actually get started, I'd like to just tell you about one more program, if I could. It is a fabulous one called Connecting with Your Child Across the Veil. It's a special evening for bereaved parents, grandparents, and adult siblings. It's going to be run by Laura Lynn Jackson, who's one of our certified mediums. It's on March 25th, and it will be in New York, in Oceanside, New York. So, again, all that information on foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Now, another thing I'd like to try, too, since I'm running solo tonight, is I'd like to offer up you to contact me through my email and ask me a question. What I'd like to try to do tonight is do readings and then maybe answer a question and then do a reading so I have a little shift in energy that make it a little easier for me to connect tonight. So if you could email me at info@angelinadiana.com. This is if you have a basic question about mediumship, the other side. I cannot do connections that way through email. And then we'll be taking your calls as well to make connections to the other side. And, of course, if you have a question as well, you could certainly ask via phone. Now, what we're going to do now is take a short break, and when we come back, we'll start to take your phone calls and answer your questions about the other side and connecting to our loved ones. I'm Angelina Diana. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mediums and Messages.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken, even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At LNRProductions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. LNR Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio, and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.LNRProductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Winbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Winbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.winbridge.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation, located on the web if you'd like more information at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host for the evening, Angelina Diana. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I certainly hope tonight will be a very connective and explorative evening for you. If you do have a question for me, you could certainly do that by calling us. If you have any questions about the other side, wondering how mediums connect, maybe you've had a special dream or a sign and you're wondering how to continue the conversation with your loved one. Or if you have a question for me in particular, I can't connect with Spirit over the email, but if you'd like to email me, you can do that at info@angelinadiana.com. You know, I'd like to say something before we take our first caller that many folks, when they want to connect with their loved ones, you know, we're all, and I'm a griever too, even though I'm a medium, I connect with those to the best of my ability when I'm in the process of my own grief and understanding it. But I do get much hope from doing readings because I get validation from your loved ones. But when we're in that place of grief and we're in a position of missing, we're very, very, very much wanting to get those signs, aren't we? We want to get that penny. We want to get that song. We certainly want to see the light switches and light going off and on. And I really think when we're in that position, it's easy to get that sign and feel good for that moment. It kind of takes the edge off of grief a little bit. But then, of course, we go back to our process of grief. I want to encourage you that when you have moments, and I know they're few and far between sometimes, but when you have moments where you can take your grief and recognize that it's there, you're balancing it, you're trying to deal with the grief and also go into the physical world, but when you're having those moments where you could breathe a little bit better, I'd like you to try to send a positive thought to your loved one. And one way to do that is to go into a daydream state. Many mediums, including myself, feel like when we do our work, we're in a daydream. And when you daydream, you block out the physical world, right? So if you think about blocking out the physical world, going into a daydream state, take a moment and send a sentence, a thought, a memory, a gift to your loved one in your mind. And then see where your daydream goes. See if it expands into something new that you never thought of. See if it brings you back to a memory that you never thought of in a long time, or you haven't thought of in a long time. And then after you're done with that daydream, thank your loved one, and then ask them to validate that very moment in your daydream in the physical world. See if they continue the conversation with you. I think it's very important that, and this is what's so beautiful about the foundation, many mediums come together, we talk, we share. And what I find interesting is what we have in common. We all feel like, most of us, that we're in a daydream state. Well, if we take that simple, daydreaming simple in a way, we all do it, and then we try to work with that state of mind, that level of consciousness, to try to reach out to our loved ones. It's a unique thought in that when we're grieving, we're always asking them to reach out to us. You show us the sign. You let us know that you're here. Try to reverse the tables. I know it's difficult, because you're in a place of missing. But give it a try and see if you get any results. So I hope that helped you. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take our first call, and I'd like to speak to Rosa from California. Rosa, good evening.
Hi.
Welcome to Science of Life. Good.
Hi.
Well, I guess it's about, it's like afternoon there for you, late afternoon, right?
Yes.
Rosa? Yes, it's like late afternoon in California,
taking my call,
isn't it? No, you're more than welcome. It's about late afternoon.
It's 4. No, it's 4.
4 o'clock. It's late
time.
Afternoon. There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm having a hard time hearing. Wonderful. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Your call's breaking up a little bit, so I'll do my best to hear you. Now, how can I help you today? Do you have a question for me, or would you like to make a connection to the other side?
I want to make a connection to the other side.
Okay, it's very important as I work with you, just say yes or no if you understand what I'm saying. If something doesn't make sense, I'd like you to write it down or remember it, because it could be based on something that hasn't happened yet that your loved one sees, or maybe on some level you're not remembering that connection and it might hit you later, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, so the first thing I'm feeling two spirits present connected to you. One of them feels like a male figure, like husband, and the other one feels like a sister figure in age. Do you have a husband figure that's passed?
No.
Okay, then I have to honor the male figure that would be the same age as husband or on that level group. That's what he makes me feel connected. So it's not older like...
On that level group, yes.
Okay, well, he's coming through making me feel like there was a heart issue connected to him. That's what I need to honor. And I'm hearing the name like Ted or Ed or Ned. It's like a T-E-D sounding name connected. So where's the male figure connected to you that makes me feel like you passed very quickly and suddenly from a heart issue? Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's coming through making me feel like he wants to say hello. He has a very funny sense of humor with him, very light and airy. So when you knew him here, he was very light and jovial, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so he's coming through to say hi. He tells me that he's coming through, his motivation for coming through is to bring you to a place of laughter or happiness again. He claims that in the last 6 to 8 months, so if we go back 6 to 8 months ago, there's something that disrupted your life and brought you down to a depressive state, or you're having very low mood changes lately. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, he sees it. And it's his way of saying, I know what's going on with you. I'm coming here to bring your spirits up. He's showing me an anchor. Was he in the Navy?
No.
Excuse me?
No.
Okay, well, I don't know where this water connection is to him then, because I'm getting a boat connection. So there has to be some type of a water reference or liking to be on the boat. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the way that he wants to reference this. And I feel like when they do a symbol for me of giving that to you, there must be something that you need to do to be near the water, or you have this need to be on the water lately. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, he is validating this. Now, why does this happen? This happens because I feel like it demonstrates exactly how the other side communicates with us. They go within us, our thoughts, our needs, our desires, what we're thinking, the things that we feel close to in our heart and in our spirit. That's how we feel, hear, and see their energy. They go within us, feel, hear, and see our energy. We have a male figure coming through validating that he passed very quickly from a heart issue. He's talking about his jovial spirit. He wants to raise yours, and he makes you feel like he sees that you want to go out in the water too. That's the way he wants to connect to you. Now, the female comes on the same level as you as well. So there must be like a sister figure passed for you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, so there's a sister figure passed for you. Now, she comes through making me feel like there's darkness and cancer connected to her. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what she's validating. That's her. Now, I'm hearing what sounds like a very unique name. Bear with me. I don't know if it's like a Jolene, Joreen, J-O-J-O-J-O, and then Lean. It's a very unique name. Where's the J-sounding name connected to your sister and the L-sounding name? J and
no.
L.
No.
Okay. I respect the fact that you say no, but I have to honor the fact that she's pushing me to tell you that it's people that are here connected to you. So there has to be a J, J-O sounding name, and an L around you. You understand that?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. So it's her way of validating people here, okay? So a medium might hear sound. For me, sometimes it goes so quickly by my ear like a baseball being thrown. I can't get the full sound. Mm-hmm. I feel more than I hear. But I have to tell you, when you said no, she said, don't let her get to you. She can be intimidating sometimes. Tell her that it's people around her. All right? So I feel like your sister would tease you a lot about your strengths. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. You're a strong woman, aren't you, Rosa?
Yes.
Yes. You have strong opinions, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. Your sister makes me feel like you were stronger than her when it came to the opinions and how they express them. So you were either like the older sister to her, or there's something very specific about how you were strength for your sister. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Now, what she says that you recognize is that when you saw your sister go through cancer, she's telling me that, when you saw your sister go through cancer, you saw her be stronger like you've never seen her before. Right?
That's true.
She showed a lot of strength in a different way, not with her voice, but with how she went through the process of cancer. Do you understand that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So she's thanking you for directing some energy or some things around her when she wasn't well. So you actually went to bat for her when she was going through her medical issue, right?
That's right.
Okay, she's saying thank you for standing by her side and being the voice that she could not be. So she's showing me in those last few validations that she appreciated the fact that you were strong with your voice, and that helped her through her illness. You understand this, yes?
Yes, I know that, yeah.
Okay, there's no way I could know that, though, so I want you to know that this is her message to you, and this is the way that she wants to reach out to you. Now, she's showing me what looks to be, and this is unique, I know what this is, pink lemonade and very fancy glasses. And she's claiming that you like to be somewhat of a Martha Stewart type when it comes to hosting people or doing things for them. Is this true?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is.
She's teasing you about, like, you know, giving someone an average drink like lemonade, but it would have to be like in a champagne glass or something. What is this? She's teasing you. What is this deal about you giving drinks and, like, very fancy glances? Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, there has to be something, when they show things like that, she's showing me how you showed her new things in life, that she had more of a simple taste, and you have a bit of a refined taste compared to her. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. She says, thank you for showing me that side of life. Thank you for showing me those new things that I've never had an experience with before. So you do know that you did that for her, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. There's no way I could know that, so I'm going to say again, this is the way that we're validating your sister, letting you know that she's with you, that she's still connected to you, and that it's her way of saying that she's okay. Now, there's one more thing I have to say before I let you go. In the beginning of her illness, she makes me feel like she was very quiet about it or didn't tell people about it, and you were the one that either pushed her or made her go through that initial medical care. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. She's, again, there's a lot of thankfulness for that you advise alone. So in the short time that we're together, I want to honor the man that came through, validating your state of mind and trying to bring back this very jovial, positive attitude that you used to have. And it's difficult when you go into grief, but it's validating him and that he's there to support you. And I want to validate this female sister coming through saying thank you for taking care of her when she had her cancer. Okay?
Well, thank you very, very much for your time. And it makes me feel good to know that, yes, you know, there is something else other than the physical life.
Yeah, and it's very true. There is something more. And I hope that you can continue your connections and don't stop talking to her. That's the last thing I heard her say. Don't stop talking to me. Do you talk to her a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Is it true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is true.
Yeah, don't stop talking to her. I feel like she hears you. So thank you so much for calling Mediums and Messages.
Okay, thank you so much for taking my call. Okay?
It's my
All
pleasure.
Right.
Have yourself a good afternoon. That was Rosa from California, sunny California, I'm sure. Let's see. I have a question here from somebody who emailed me. Let me just scroll down here. Catherine has emailed us. She's from San Diego, another California person. That's fabulous. She asks, she says, thank you for having this program. It brings so much inspiration and hope to all. Angelina, do you get bothered by spirits and or psychic vision when you're not working with a group or an individual? If so, how do you block that? And second, would that be the key to understanding how to open up so that I can connect to my loved one? Very interesting question. Thank you. First off, it's never a bother to get communication by spirit. I think when you're a medium, it's very important that you learn to open and close. It's like a muscle. So if you think about yourself being someone who's in a grieving state, you have moments where you need to concentrate on grief and you need to get that out of your system. It'll never leave your system, but you learn to balance it through the years. So then you'll have moments of saying, okay, I'm grieving now, I have to pay attention to that. But then you'll have moments where you say, okay, I can breathe a little easier, like I said in the beginning of the program, and now I can start working on my connection. It's the same thing for myself. I don't try to stay open all the time. So I've learned to close down my ability or power it down. You never close down completely. You'd be on the other side. But I've learned to power it down. And the way to power it down is to feel more connected to the physical world. When you're grieving or you're wanting, with you as a griever, you want to get more to the spiritual world to connect to them. So it's a muscle of opening up to the physical or opening up to spirit. So when you, for example, daydream, you're not connected to the physical world. So when I would put myself in a state to connect to them, I'm in a more daydream kind of feel. And I have a friend who says mediums are always that way. But the truth is we have to work on being grounded in the physical world. And that's why sometimes you meet spiritualists who are always woo-woo all the time. Oh, you've got green around you. I see your colors. they are not connected to the physical world. So it's important that I work on feeling grounded so that when I do work with spirit, I'm very much connected to them and not worried about my physical issues. And also, if your quest to ask, to answer your question about does, is it your key of learning how to connect? Absolutely. But you just have to do the opposite. If you're not working with energy, you're basically very much grounded in the physical world, and you have to find moments to relax, to put your mind in the right place, take all of your issues, if you can, put them on the back burner, and put yourself in that daydream state and see what you feel, hear, and see. Take that information in, write it down, and see if it measures up to, or if when you put all that information together, if it comes through as a message or validation of who you feel is connecting to you. So, Catherine, thank you very much from San Diego for that question, and thank you for listening to Signs of Life Radio. Okay, so now let's take our next caller. I believe it's Sharon from Florida on line two. So let's listen to Sharon and see what she has to say. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
How's Florida now? You got some nice weather down there?
It's nice. I mean, now it's like it's in the 75, so it's really nice.
Oh,
yeah.
That's very nice. Yeah, we actually have a warm snap here. It was 45 today.
Yes,
it was 45
yes,
degrees.
Really
it was warm.
For you guys.
Yes, we're up north here. But Sharon, how can I help you today? Did you want to connect to the other side, or do you have a question for me?
Yes, I would like to connect to spirit.
Okay, great. So give me a moment to tune in, and we'll get started. The first thing I am feeling is a lady around you, and she seems very particular about how you keep your home, and she tells me you're the same way. So you like to keep a very particularly neat and organized home, yes?
I try, yes.
Yeah. It seems to be coming from this woman, so I need to honor her energy that she's coming through very well organized and very pointed in how she likes things. I want to go on mom's side of the family, and I'm getting a woman who's very family-oriented here. She tells me that before she passed, she had many things wrong with her. Her whole system basically shut down. So I'm getting someone who passed a bit on the older side, and she makes me feel like there were medical issues that hampered her ability to be a doer. She's got this doing kind of energy. Got to do for my family. Got to do for my family. I'm hearing a name like, and I don't know if this is her name, but it feels connected to her, like Jacqueline, Jackie, JJJJ. It feels like it's connected to her. And she tells me that this is definitely feels like it's on mom's side of the family. I can't hear from her. I'm feeling from her. When I feel from spirit, it shows me who they are as a person. They're very well-grounded in their family, very emotionally connected. But, boy, is this a strong woman. So I need to go on mom's side of the family. Is mother passed?
Yes, mom has passed, yes.
Okay. Now, I have to say, I get mom over and over again, so I have to honor. That's why I want to move to mom's side. But she's not telling me she's mom. I'm feeling that she's mom. This would describe your mom, right? Very feeling in nature.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how I happen to work. And keep in mind, feeling, hearing, and seeing. Okay, so I'm feeling your mom's energy. Now, she was quite the homemaker, right?
You know, in her younger years, yes, but as she got older, she was, you know, it was
different.
I understand
that. But I have to say that she wants to define herself as someone who, it was important how I created my home. It seems to be a priority for her.
Oh, absolutely.
So I need to honor that. What's the thing with her napkins or this very fine, it looks like fine linen, but it's small. So I want to say napkins. Do you have her napkins?
No.
I respect that. I'm still seeing it, though. It's the first thing that she has shown me. So there's something connected to her linens or something connected that was very important to her. Is this something that she used to have pride about or was connected to her?
I'm trying to think. It doesn't, I mean, maybe when we hang up, I'll
okay.
All right. I'll understand but right now, offhand, I don't really know.
I respect that. It's just not going away. And she seems to be putting one of those napkin rings around them, so I'm very sold that it's like this napkin thing. But she's placing them around the table. Are you Jewish?
Yes.
I'm seeing a Seder table. She's showing me a Seder table. I haven't seen that in a long time. I have to tell you the truth. So this is the way that she's talking about her home.
Maybe
and,
this is the way she's representing her the faith. Yeah.
Well, exactly. So I'm seeing this beautiful table lit, and I saw the egg, the bitter herbs, and I'm seeing questions. And so it's just the way that she's continuing
so
the message.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I need to honor that this is something very near and dear and connected to her. Okay, so that's just validating her. Now, I have to tell you, too, that there was an additional... Now, you guys, she tells me we're close. I'm very close to my daughter. Correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, very close. I mean, it's not almost like she says, we said everything we needed to say to each other. But this feeling and energy that you gave to her when she wasn't well bonded you even closer. So you had a skip in your, I call it a skip in your relationship, that's my word, where you were close and you had some time apart, right?
Where we were close and we had some time apart?
Yes.
Did you say?
Well, she's making
no,
she's making
we actually
this,
never had
this
any
is what
time
I'm,
apart.
This is what I'm seeing.
This is the only time we have apart is through death.
Okay. So I'm misinterpreting what she's showing me. So I have to go back and ask her because this is what she just showed me, and I saw this as a. It almost looks like to me when they show their illness. They show it to me in waves, highs and lows, okay? She makes me feel like she wasn't feeling well. She makes me feel like she was quiet about it for a while, and then you guys got back together and you helped her through. It's a theme that's going on today. That's letting to the first caller. So there had to be a moment where she...
Yeah, I think I understand what she's saying.
Okay.
She had Alzheimer's, and at that time, she felt disconnected. I felt apart from her. Yes.
Okay, so that's what she's talking about. But what she said after that is, don't worry, we're still close. We're closer than ever. That was the message, okay? So I can't imagine what it's like to see a loved one that you love, love, love go through Alzheimer's. That is devastating.
You grieve before they physically go.
Yes, and I have to say that she's making me want to say to you that you're closer than ever. Please remember we're closer than ever. So on some level, I know that's not validation for you, but where the validation is she's saying, I know we spent some time apart. I think that's the way that she's showing me an energy about the Alzheimer's, okay? So that's where the evidence, is. What I want you to do is think about after her passing, because like you alluded to, it's like going through two different grieving processes. You know, when you see someone go through Alzheimer's, you have to let them go, and then they physically go, and then you let them go again. I want you to think about how you've increased or worked on your communication with her, because I really feel like there's a message she's trying to say that I know that we were apart, and I passed, but we got closer again. So I need you to keep that in your mind and in your heart, because she makes me feel like there's been something there. Where's Jeanette connected to her? Jeannie, Jeanette? There's a J connection there.
She had a friend, Jean, but she wasn't really that close with her. I mean, she wasn't, you know.
Okay, I think it's her way of validating something that's connected to her on the other side. So is Jeannie passed?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if she
I'll leave that with you as validation that you could check into later. But I really do feel your mom's presence around you. And the last thing that I think she wants to say is that there's really a very, it almost feels like shifting and changing where you are right now. She says that normally my daughter is someone who feels very grounded, very much into directing other people, very smart head on her shoulders. She's giving me a sense of who you are. And she says, lately, you've been kind of stalled or not able to move energy forward as much as you normally do. Is that true?
You know, I don't know. In some instances, I feel that my faith is challenged, you know.
Not as far as
the afterlife goes, because I know, I mean, she showed me that
you know, she's around me. I've gotten many signs. My husband has even got a phone call from her.
Okay.
As far as they sent me to, I don't know, I guess disappointment and basically.
I understand. I understand. Your phone, unfortunately, is breaking up a little bit, so I'm having a hard time understanding you. Is there a bird connection to her? Why is she showing me the birds?
A bird?
Birds.
Oh, we used to have canaries.
Okay, so that's just some validation that you can use as validation that it's her. And sometimes during a reading, they might throw out little things like that, vader, birds, things like that. What I want you to do is concentrate on those two things as messages she's sending you and ask her, why are you connecting birds with a satyr? What does this mean? Why is that connected? So try to carry on that conversation with her to see if it's more validation that she's with you and what she's trying to carry through in her message today. You need to know that your mom's okay and that through her sensitivity as a mom, but through her strength as a woman, she makes me feel like you gathered up a lot of gifts and learned a lot from watching her. And it's the way, to me, the way that her love as a mom is shining through the reading right now so that you will use that same strength to get through the lows that you're going through right now. But I hope this reading helped you.
Yes, it did. And thank you so much. Oh. I appreciate your time. Thank you again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And keep on looking for those signs, okay?
I certainly will. I certainly will. And God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcomed. Okay, what we're going to do now is we are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be taking calls from another Sharon from Oregon and Cheryl from New York. So why don't we go ahead and take just a few more minutes, and you're listening to Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. We'll be right back.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is ATRANSC.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Hi, I'm Angelina Diana. I'm your host for this evening and also working as a medium, and it's my pleasure to connect you, answer any questions that you might have about how a medium works, or even if you have a question about your loved one in specific, maybe a sign that they've shown you, or maybe how to get signs from them or understand more communication. Let's see. Let me look at my list here. It looks like we have some more calls, so why don't we take that, and then we'll do a question. Let's speak to, I believe it's another Sharon from Oregon on line 3. Good evening, Sharon. Welcome to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. Do you have a question for me, or would you like a connection?
I'd like a connection.
Okay, give me a moment to tune in and we'll get started. The first thing I'm feeling connected to is actually a male figure stepping forward. He seems to have a dog with him. Now, I don't know if the dog is connected to him or if it's a separate dog connected to you, but this dog to me feels female, very emotional. It was emotionally centered, very sensitive dog. The male figure to me comes across as a peer or an equal to you. He makes me feel like he passed very suddenly, unexpectedly. I'm actually feeling like the left side over to my upper chest was impacted or he was hit by something. So I don't know if he passed, and I'm not getting what he passed from. It just feels impactful to me. This male figure also makes me feel like you were either a mentor or very influential in his life. I'm feeling like there's like a brother figure or a good friend male figure connected to you that's past equal or appear to you. Do you understand this?
I don't know anything like that. The dog, definitely.
Okay. All right. Isn't that interesting? Okay. So we'll talk to the dog in a moment, but this male figure is coming forward, so I kind of have to honor him because he's the one that's giving me more energy at this point. But what is interesting to me is he sees you as a mentor or someone he learned from. Okay, so I have to honor your energy. And would you consider yourself someone of great knowledge that you'd like to impart a mentorship on others to?
Not really.
Okay, I respect that. So what I need to do is ask for more information from him, because that's the feeling that I'm getting, and I have to honor it. So he makes me feel like he's definitely connected in age to you, and he sees you as a mentor. He's also making me feel like he definitely got hit by something, and now I'm seeing a car. So I definitely feel a car accident connected. What's the family of four connected to you, four people in the family?
No, I
respect that, but that's what I'm getting connected, so I need to honor that. And was Joseph or John the J-J-O connection to you? J-J-J is what I'm hearing.
No.
And I want to go over to the East Coast with this.
I knew
it's not going away.
Joe.
Okay, I have to honor the fact that I need to go to the East Coast. So he's telling me he's from this area or there's something connected here. So you have East Coast connections, correct?
No.
That's what he's saying. So I need to honor that message intact. It could be someone connected to you. You're definitely four people. That's what he says again, too. So I need to honor the family four. Where's the person connected to you that either worked with their hands, had a mechanical background, oil, getting their hands dirty and repairing things?
Joe used to do that.
There we go. So I have to honor that this might be connected to Joe, or I'm sorry to say it might be Joe, okay? But for some reason, connected to you, and sometimes we get these external connections. We scratch our heads and go, what the heck does that mean? Of course, you relate to the dog, but you're going, who is this man, okay? What I find interesting is this happens a lot, and it happened to me personally when I got a reading for my mother to come through, and she never came through, but this woman kept on coming through. I found out it was a grandmother I never met. My dad validated it later. So I have to honor that there's an extraneous energy coming through. I don't think it's Joe. I feel it's connected to Joe. That's what I'm feeling. And you say to yourself, I haven't heard from Joe in a long time. It could be that on some level. Is that true? You haven't heard from Joe in a long time?
Well, he passed on quite a while ago.
Okay, so that would make sense. So I have to honor the fact that was the feeling. I haven't heard from you in a long time. So I feel like he's coming through. Does he have an East Coast connection?
We we dated for a little while.
Okay, and it was on
I
East Coast,
considered him
correct?
A friend.
Okay, so know that he's validating this. Now, I'm sorry that you had that loss, but I have to tell you that he's coming through connected to that. This dog that's coming through feels female to me, and I feel like it was 11 to 12 years old when it passed. Does that make sense to you?
She was 15, actually.
Okay. All right, so maybe I'm connecting to another dog, or maybe this is her. I have to get more evidence from her. I'm getting not very fine fur, but a lot of fur connected to her. She looks like a big dog. I'm getting a medium-sized dog connected to this. You understand that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also have to honor the fact that
you said a shepherd type, and she was a big furry.
Okay. So, so I need to honor that. So obviously I'm off by the age, just that she's old. Okay. But I would look for the 11 or
just
12,
old. Yeah.
Yeah. But I have to honor the 11 or 12 year connection. Okay. Because I'm or the 11 and 12 number, because I'm seeing it for some reason. I don't know how it's connected. Your dog makes me feel like there's an essence of you following its energy and its love and its connection to other animals after she passed. So you have a very strong animal connection to you, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's what this animal feels. And, you know, people say, why do you connect to animals? Animals, to me, are actually more spiritual than we are. They don't have a language. Languages screw us up in this physical world. They speak with their spirit and their telepathic minds. And I feel like this female dog is coming through to validate you in a huge way, how you love animals, how you connect to them. This particular animal makes me feel like it was very sick before it passed. And there's a struggle with you that it wants you to feel comfortable with. You must have really struggled on when to take the dog to the vet and when to put it down. Do you understand this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and I have to tell you that I feel animals pick up on our thoughts, and that she picked up on your struggle when you're feeling it. So I want to honor that connection that's coming through very strongly, and Joe that's coming through strongly for you. I also have another third male figure coming through for you. Your father has passed?
Yes.
Okay, he's coming through in a very sensitive way. So your dad was a manly guy with a big part, right?
Yeah.
That's
how
I'm feeling
he's
him.
He's trying to put on
and
a
again,
gruff
I'm,
exterior.
Okay, so that's probably I'm getting the manly feeling, but he has this really gentle heart. I mean, that's how I'm picking up on him. So you understand that, yes?
Yes.
Okay, now the other thing I'm picking up on him is he tells me that you and him are very similar. Very similar. So you sound female to me, and you are female, but there has to be something about you putting this tough exterior out there, but you got a heart of gold. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, so your dad is really explaining you and how he knows you to be. Your dad also tells me that it wasn't to the end of his life that he got closer you. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. He also tells me that he had the moment of reconciliation with you. He got to say that or act that out with you. So he did get peace about his relationship with you before he passed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. He's thanking you for your understanding with that because he knows how tough you are. He tells me she can be tough. You know, it takes a long time for you to forgive someone, doesn't it?
depends on what they do.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I didn't hear you.
It depends on why, what they've done.
I hear you. Okay. But it is a it seems to be a deeper process for you. That's what he's making me feel. So I don't know if you can take that as a validation of who you are. But I often find that when spirit wants to validate the people they're talking to, it means that they learned something from you. They learned your ability to forgive, your ability to reconcile, your ability to talk, brought healing to him before he passed. And that's why he's placing all this attention on you and who you are. And I believe that also shows that he's still with you and he's still connecting to you. He tells me, too, that there's a struggle going on right now in your life when it comes to feeling foundation, feeling comfortable where you're living, and bringing your life to the next level when it comes to finances. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. My son, okay. My only child, passed away a while
okay.
ago.
That must be very difficult, and I'm sorry to hear that.
But I'm looking into what, you know, I'm going to do with the rest of my life.
There we go. That makes perfect sense as to why he'd be talking about that. Now, I'm not feeling your son yet. Doesn't mean he can't come through, but I have to honor that your dad's coming through first. What I like about your dad's energy is there must have been some aspect. Remember how I validated you as a mentor and you kind of laughed at it?
Yeah.
You remember that? Okay. He's disagreeing with you. He's disagreeing with you, and this has to do with your son. It makes me feel like in a huge way that you are a fabulous mentor to your child, and that there's an aspect of you needing to take what you taught him in your son's short life here. It was short, but what you taught him, and recognize you can never say to a parent that it's a gift that your son's not here. But if you could take the fact that you did have a positive influence on him, and that before he passed, according to your dad, I'm not getting this from your son, but according to your dad, you saw your son shine in a way that he's never shown before, right before he passed.
Yeah.
Is that true? Yeah.
Yes.
So, and there's no way I could know that. You know, there seems to be a very creative, again, I don't know why your son's not stepping forward. It doesn't mean he's not with you. I think it's because your dad really wants to give you this message. I need to honor the fact that your son had to be very creative, but also was setting his path in a highly scholastic environment. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So this is coming from your dad. Is there a TJ reference to your son?
Did you say
TJ? I'm hearing TJ. TJ. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay, I need you to write that down and remember I said it. Sometimes T's can sound like T's to me.
Okay.
But it's what I'm hearing connected. Now, I have to say, I'm not directly hearing from your son. It does not mean that he's not with you. I want to encourage you to continue to daydream and send messages to your son. It seems like your father wanted to return a favor to you or tell you how proud he is of you by seeing your accomplishments as a mentor to your son. Okay? And the validation is that he was very creative and there was a scholastic path he was going on, and that before he passed, he shone in a way that he's never shined before. So I hope in the short time that we're together, you take Dog, Joe, and your dad as validation that they're okay, and my heart goes out to you. Please take moments, if you have the strength, to send messages to your son through your daydream. Okay?
No, I talk to him all the time.
Oh, that's beautiful, Sharon. And they hear you. So I want to encourage you to continue to do that, and I hope this helped you.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, Sharon. I want to take a quick call. I know we only have a few minutes left, but I'd like to take a quick call from Cheryl. I just have the sense I need to talk to her really quick. We don't have a lot of time. Cheryl from New York, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
How can I help you? Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time. I'm just wondering, did you have a question, or was there something that I could help you with?
I just wanted a connection.
Okay, the first thing I'm feeling connected to you are just two females hanging out. Is your grandmother on mother's side, Cass?
Yes.
Okay, I feel like she's got two children with her. Did she lose two children? This would be like an aunt, an uncle?
No. No, just
okay.
One.
Excuse me?
Just one.
Okay, so I have to honor that that person's coming through with what feels like either a sister-like figure or someone very close. So if there's a mother figure or an aunt figure past connected to you, she's coming through. She's bringing through a good friend of hers, too, at the same time that's like a sister to her. Do you understand that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so now that they're coming through in the short time that we're together, you need to know that you were very strong for your mother. She had an illness, correct?
She had what? I'm sorry?
She had an illness. She was ill before she passed, correct?
Yes, she was.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, she tells me that she battled with this twice. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, she talks about that to validate it. You need to know that even though the first time she wasn't well, it was hard for you to watch her go through it. The second time was hard too, but you were there in a stronger way, right?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
She's saying, thank you for that. Thank you for that. There's a lot of pride there. I feel the pride. The validation comes because she sees you being stronger the second time. So unfortunately, we don't have any time left, but I want to say that right off the bat, I felt grandmother, your mom, and a good friend of hers all together all at once. Tells me something about your grandmother that she really thought of your mom's friends as her kids too. Can you see that?
Okay. Yeah.
And you can see that, can't you? Your grandmother's very cute.
Yes, I can.
Is that how you remember your grandmother? Adorable. Absolutely adorable.
Yes.
She's like, okay, come over here, sweetheart. Please. You're like a little daughter for me. Okay, so I need to go, unfortunately. We're out of time, but I hope this helped you. I wish you all the best.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I have to wrap this up real quick, but Spirit held me there, so I hope that's okay. But let me say to everyone out there, thank you for listening to the Forever Family Foundation Mediums and Messages. Just remember, your loved ones are with you. They're only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Thank you so much, everyone.